Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Canadian crop circles. That's correct, Canadian crop circles. I found what I thought was a pretty good article here on unsolved.com. It says Canadian crop circles, mysterious crop circles appear in Canada. Then it has an image here from Canada, from Edmonton crop circle, and then also a lab report that talks about crop circles have become a well-known phenomena all across the globe. Of the 10,000 documented cases, 80% have been proven to be hoaxes. But what about the other 20%? Well, seems like an awful big number there if that's actually true, that 80% of these things are hoaxes, but I guess it doesn't matter as long as you have the other 20% that they can't explain. Just kind of like with UFO sightings, a lot of stuff can be explained, but there's always that, batch, whether it's 20% or whatever, that can't be explained. It says two farmers from outside Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Rusty Emanuel and Thalia Whitman, woke up one day to find a crop circle formation on their land. Seven precise circles pressed into a field of thistle and barley. Thalia was stunned. The grain was all flattened down. It almost looked like a pattern, like petals, the way that grain came out. And when the heads turned back in toward the center again, it was just amazing. The Canadian Crop Circle Research Network, a volunteer organization that documents such cases, wasted no time getting to the site. Judy Arndt is one of the group's field researchers. It looked like the place had been electrocuted. It was just amazing. Looked like there had been a huge force of some sort. So they're not seeing footprints of people trampling around. They're just seeing these masses of crops being folded over. Skeptics dismiss the Edmonton crop circle as a hoax. As shown in a documentary, pranksters can make a crop circle using pieces of wood and some rope. They call their creations human land art. Paul Anderson, director of the CCCRN, has studied many of the circles in Western Canada. Anybody can go out with a board and flatten down wheat. And yet something you have to take into account is it's not just the formation itself, but it's the complexity of how it's actually constructed, like multiple layers going in different directions, one on top of the other, and so on. And this is very true. If you look at these images, just like anything in nature, nature might seem simple at the surface layer, but there are layers and layers of complexity under what we see. The three major changes in plants and the real McCoy as opposed to man-made crop circles are node elongation, expulsion cavities at the nodes, and germination abnormalities. Each of these conditions was present in the Edmonton samples. That means that the characteristics of the crops were profoundly altered in ways that could not be induced by humans using ropes and boards. Colin Andrews is a researcher and author. The geometry is precise. There are no tracks in or out. The plants are not damaged. They are bent over. They are not knuckled down or broken. The plants are changed in their internal structure at the cellular level. You don't find that in a hoax. But just think about that for a second. So on the real ones, the real crop circles, you're not seeing tracks of people walking in and out. The plants aren't just simply pushed over with a board. They're actually changed at a cellular level. So the complexity here we're talking about is infinitely more in this crop circles that are not man-made. It's easy to find a fake. Just like if you're looking at in the sky at night looking for UFOs, it's easy to tell if you're looking at a planet. It's easy to tell if something is a weather balloon or something is a drone. And constantly the debunkers will try to confuse what people see. They'll try to obfuscate the facts. You see the same thing happening here. But if you look very hard at all, you can see the level of complexity in the real thing, whether it's with UFOs or whether it's with crop circles. The soil samples from Edmonton were sent to Dr. Sampath Iyengar in California. Dr. Iyengar specializes in materials and analysis. we went ahead and looked at the mineralogy of the clays using a technique called X-ray powder diffraction. The results showed a dramatic difference between soil samples taken from inside the crop circle compared to those taken from outside the circle. This has been seen by geologists before, but this is in a geologic time over time, several millions of years, and this has to be some kind of fantastic energy that's causing this change, and I don't have any idea what it is. Did you get that? They're telling you that the changes in mineralogy between where the crop circle's at and the soil that's outside the crop circle, what should take millions of years, is taken overnight. They have no explanation for it. Theories on what's creating the circles range from geothermal and magnetic forces to some kind of cosmic energy. Colin Andrews has explored many of the theories. We looked at meteorology. We looked at earth energies. We looked at chemical application of the farmers, and all of them led to a blank. It just did not fit. What we now know is we have a solid mystery. This cannot be explained in the terms of people making them. We have many hundreds that are absolutely, certainly not man-made, and that is a solid fact. Joni Arndt has one final theory that connects crop circles to UFOs. Says, I was contacted by a young couple who had been driving along in late evening. He looked out the window and saw some lights and rolled down the window to make sure it wasn't just a reflection of his passenger side window. And the lights were still there, and he got quite excited about it and asked his wife to pull over. There were two small lights, brilliant bluish. Then they said these two lights were playing tag with each other. The sighting occurred about a week before the crop circle formation was found. Around the same time, Edmonton farmers Rusty Manuel and Thelly Whitman had a similar experience. First, you thought it was a helicopter because it moved like a helicopter, but still, there was no other lights on it. It was just bright and would just hover over the field and sort of move off and then come back again. And it just seemed like it passed over the back end of the pickup and it just disappeared. It just was so fast, said Thiele. I tried to picture it as being an aircraft, but it was much too big for an aircraft, said Rusty. Was there a connection between the strange lights and the sudden appearance of the Edmonton crop circles? Seth Shostak, senior astronomer for SETI Institute in Mountain View, California, had this to say. I believe that the aliens are out there, but I don't think they're visiting here. The fact that so many people feel that there may be something unusual going on here, I think bespeaks a psychological need that we all have to believe that there's some powers that we don't understand. And after all, it's much more interesting to think that this pattern in the wheat here was graffiti from beings from another world than to think that it was students from a local university. That's not a terribly interesting story. Now, what he's done there is he's very cleverly set up a fallacy, a straw man argument. A straw man argument being, well, it's just kids from a local university. Yeah, because they're so bored that they're leaving college to go out and spend hours and hours in the middle of the night doing a crop circle. But he completely ignores the evidence that these plants that had been, you know, bent over in this crop circle, they've been changed at a cellular level. He completely ignores the evidence that the soil that's contained, you know, on the ground there, the soil within the crop circle has been changed in ways that should have taken millions of years when you compare it to the soil outside the crop circle. That's from the mineralogist. They send them two samples. One sample of soil from inside the crop circle, and then one sample of soil from outside the crop circle, just maybe a few feet away. He says, hey, something's going on here, man. Something's going on with the minerals in the soil. Something that should have taken a million years to occur has happened overnight. This thing's been beamed with some sort of intensely powerful energy. And we can tell that from a lot of these places have radiation signatures left after the crop circles. Goes on, it says, Colin Andrews says, I don't think we need necessarily to be talking or trying to prove that it is or isn't extraterrestrial. I don't know that either. What I know is what I'm looking at that has arrived in our fields. Something knows what it's doing there. There is intelligence of some sort. I know they're not made by people. Over the past decade, more than 10,000 crop circles have been reported from around the world. Assuming that 8,000 were made by pranksters, that still leaves 2,000 that are unexplained and may remain unsolved mysteries. Hey, just think about it. 2,000 crop circles, totally unexplained. Clearly, they're trying to tell us something with these designs they're leaving. It seems ridiculous that these would just be graffiti, like the one guy from SETI tried to just pass off, always making a little joke out of things. I'm afraid while SETI's sitting there staring blankly into space, these guys will be introducing themselves on the White House lawn. Now let's take a look at this next article. I'll finish up here with a couple articles I found about crop circles in Canada going clear back to 2003. This is from elgincounty.ca. It says, Thursday, August 14th, 2003, the London Free Press, and has a picture of this old fellow standing out here in the middle of his crop circle. The title says, Circles Crop Up for Third Time in Area, written by Marissa Nelson, Free Press reporter. Dateline Iona. Crop circles have become some sort of a fad in southwestern Ontario as a third set appeared this week in Elgin County. And while the farmer who owns the field west of Iona thinks it is beautiful, he can't explain it. It's a beautiful pattern, 81-year-old Lawrence Holland said in the farmhouse where he and his wife Grace have lived for 55 years. It's as neat as a pin. Earlier this month, a crop circle appeared in Hensel. A week later, a second appeared on a farm near Brussels. Holland had a neighbor head out on his field behind his home on Wiley Road on a combine on Monday. The neighbor came back to report the circles. The field has two circles, one 20.7 meters in diameter and the other 12.9 meters in diameter, joined by a pathway. The wheat is flattened in an anti-clockwise direction in both circles. Each circle is perfect. The formation has become an attraction for neighbors. Yesterday afternoon, the Blaney family, who lived nearby, came to have a look. It's a little close to home, Patty Blaney said as her four sons roamed the field. You know, he's normal, she added, motioning to Holland. I don't think it's the weather, and I know it's not Lawrence. It couldn't have come to a more honest guy, said husband Don Blaney. It's really strange. Joanna Emery, a volunteer who investigates crop circles for the Canadian Crop Circle Research Network, was heading to Holland's farm late yesterday. She's seen what she calls real and fake crop circles. My initial reaction was maybe it's a hoax because they've got so much coverage recently, she said, but they often have hotspot areas. Holland figures it's some freak of nature, like the whirlwinds he's seen on fields. Neither Lawrence nor Grace saw anything unusual in the field, and they say they would have seen people working in the field from their back window. There are no footprints, and we would have seen someone, Lawrence said. It would also take a lot of effort to bend the wheat hard enough to make sure it didn't spring back up. It's still a mystery. Holland isn't concerned about the damage. He'll harvest the remainder of the field in a few days once everyone has had a look. Emmett Barris, a psychology professor at the University of Western University who studies anomalous phenomena, said until academics study crop circles, no one can discount them as hoaxes. I have no idea what they are, he said. No one has proven it. It's a hoax. I think at this point, it is really a mystery, which is nice. Academics aren't likely to study formations, Barris said, because they would be shunned by the scientific community. And that's a shame, he said, because phenomena like crop circles interest the public. Well, sure, they don't want to lose their funding. And you can't maintain your funding once you've been depersoned as an academic. Now, the next article here is from August 21st, 2003. It says, Crop Circle, the Real Deal, says researcher of Event. This is by Scott Hilgendorf. There are crop circles that are hoaxes and legitimate crop circles that defy explanation and remain a mystery as to their formations. There are crop circles that are hoaxes and legitimate crop circles that defy explanation and remain a mystery as to their formation. Their formation appearing in Lawrence Holland's wheat field last week is the real thing, said a specialist who came to the field August 13th to investigate. The wheat was bent over, bearing ring-shaped markings suggesting a heat source. A common attribute of legitimate crop circles, said Joanna Emery, of the Canadian Crop Circle Research Network. So these things were bent over by some kind of heat source. We see that all the time in these crop circles, at least the ones that are real. The organization she works for investigates and documents crop circles, determining which are hoaxes deliberately made by someone and those which are real and remain unexplained as to their formation. While the source of crop circles remains a mystery, little scientific research is done. Thousands of the formations have appeared around the world. In the past month, there have been circles appearing in Hensel and Brussels area and in Huron County, and now one in Holland's Field in Aaron Lane and Wally Road. Holland has farmed there for 55 years and has never seen anything like it. It was discovered last Tuesday while the wheat was being harvested, and Holland left the area around the circles untouched to give the investigators and spectators a chance to check it out. One circle in the field is 21 meters around, so what, about 65 feet, connected by an 18 meter path that leads into a second smaller circle that measures 13 meters. Some theories say crop circles are formed by UFOs, but Holland doesn't believe that. He said it's difficult to break wheat stalks with anything but machinery and can't explain how they could have been laid down and matted in a perfect circle. Whatever laid the wheat down did a beautiful job. It's just like a mat, a perfect mat, he said. He speculates a whirlwind, a naturally occurring wind pattern farmers are familiar with, could cause such a phenomenon. It's not the case of spirits or kids, said Holland. The circles attracted a steady flow of spectators last week, wearing a path into the field to be able to stand in the circles and check them out. Calls also came to the Holland household, including one from a man in eastern Elgin County who attested to seeing UFOs in Elgin County and was certain their formation was caused by one. Most calls were from media or family and friends. People visiting had different theories, but also leaned toward not really understanding what could cause the formation. Whatever causes them, Emery said, the Wallstown circles were not a hoax. Yeah, he's right. I mean, these things, they just weren't knocked over by foot. It had to be some kind of machinery. There's some pictures here, these original photographs. It looks like he was taken at the Lawrence Holland wheat fields. And you can very much just see how these things were just laid over flat there. Then there's some other articles on here that are unrelated. But it just goes to show that these crop circles have been around for a while. You know, these things go clear back into the Middle Ages. At that time, a lot of folks thought that it was the devil that was putting them down. Hard to say. I'll finish up with this site here from Crop Cirque de Quest. And it looks like what someone's done here is they've listed a bunch of these crop circle reports kind of in the same way you would a UFO report. Just kind of short, sweet, and to the point, but they're still interesting. The first one they have here says crop circle formation, Strathcona County, Alberta, Canada, August 2012. Report by Judy Arndt, crop circle wide shot. In Strathcona County, east of Edmonton, Alberta, a farmer had recently moved his horses to a different pasture. On August 9, 2012, on a routine check to his new pasture, the odd circle was discovered. It was a large ring of dry brown plants, all flattened in a clockwise circle. There had been many summer storms pass through the area in recent weeks. Was this a phenomenon caused by a tornado, whirlwind, hailstorm, or something different? The ring measured about 92 feet on the long axis and 80 feet on the short axis. The width of the ring varied from 5 to 8 feet. The long north-south axis of the ellipse aligned with the magnetic north on my compass, which is about 18 degrees east of polar north. The plants were flattened in a clockwise direction. The ring encircled a wet area and some small pools. As there had been frequent rains in the area, the ground was soft and damp. The center pool and reeds appeared undisturbed. There were no animal hoof prints or human footprints in the ring. There were no fresh ATV tracks in the pasture. The circle was almost a half a mile from the nearest public road, as is hidden from public view by thick poplar forest. A wet and rutted trail on private land is not accessible by passenger vehicle. The owners use an ATV to check on the animals. Adjoining properties do not offer close road access. My husband and I visited the circle on August 18th, 9 days after it had been discovered. The pasture vegetation was thick fescue grass and clover with a few weeds. Plant recovery showed evidence of three or four separate but overlapping narrower tracks with the largest ring. Leaves had been flattened and were still dead, but new leaves had started to shoot out from the roots along the edge of the rings. The plants at the midlines of the inner rings were browner as if they had been more severely affected by whatever agent had flattened the plants. Both grasses and broadleaf plants at the edge of the rings were sending out new leaves. There was no evidence of plant deformity as they might be expected if a herbicide had been used. On our August 18th visit, we noticed a partial loop of bent but not fully flattened grass in the middle of the ring, indicated by the light green line of the diagram. It started in the wet center and looped to the west edge of the ring. Again, there was no evidence it had been flattened by animals or humans. The landowner had not seen the loop upon first discovery. At the request of the landowner, I will not be disclosing the location of this crop formation. They're just all over the place. And why would someone want to go out here in the middle of nowhere like that and do this? We'll do a couple more here. Here's one here. It says Red Deer Crop Circle Formation, Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, discovered September 16th, 2001, reported by Joni Arndt. Seven circles in mature red wheat found by the farmer on Sunday, September 16th, while he was harvesting. The formation was not in the field September 1st when the field was sprayed with a desiccant. There is a report that the formation was spotted from the air on Sunday, September 2nd. If that is so, then the formation was made during the night of Saturday, September 1st to Sunday, September 2nd. Total width of formation is 422 feet. I visited on Tuesday, September 18th. The crop was fully ripe and plants were very dry and brittle. Many people had already walked through the formation. So this thing is getting a lot of attention, but they're still out here in the middle of nowhere. We'll do two more here and we'll wrap up. This is from, it says, Drayton Valley Crop Circle Formation, August 18th, 2001, Juni Art. It says, this two-circle formation in green oats was discovered by the farmer on Saturday, August 18th, while swathing. The location is near the junction of Highway 39 and 759. This is about 65 miles southwest of Edmonton, Alberta. The larger circle is slightly elliptical with diameters of 41.5 to 45 feet. The total length of formation is 88 feet. There is a counterclockwise spiral lay in both circles. Both spiral central whorls are not on the geometric centers. When first found, the lay crop was very flat and neat and uniformly spiraled. We visited the formation on August 26, 8 days after its discovery. Between the standing and laid crops, the edges between the standing and laid crops are crisp. Plants are either bent over hard at the soil level or completely upright. All plants are bent over very firmly at ground level. However, the stems were not crimped or broken, and the plants continue growing. There is an appearance of bundling, which is commonly seen in crop circles with spiral lay. Wow. It says the stem nodes in formation plants were swollen. We didn't notice any blown out or stretched stem nodes on the field. However, upon examination, the samples we brought home, we found marked differences between the crop formation and the standing plants. It says what is not normal plant response is that only a small percentage of the plants have begun growing upwards in a normal phototropic response. As is shown in this photo, the majority of plants 1 week after the event was discovered were still green and growing, but remained horizontal. Wow. This is the center of a small circle. There was a bare spot about 4 inches in diameter in the circle of each circle, but no evidence of the soil having been disturbed. The bare spot is surprising considering the dense growth everywhere else. So you have this thick growth of oats or whatever, and when this thing, whatever it is, creates this crop circle, it's drilling a little hole right in the middle of those circles. It's not something I would expect to happen if these things were faked. It says the oat crop was seeded on rich loam soil with an air seeder and with a nurse crop of clover hay. It is very evenly and densely grown at the ground level. The field was not sprayed, so there are no tractor tracks. No vehicles had entered the field after seeding to the time of swathing. It's impossible for any person to walk through this crop without crushing plants and leaving an obvious trail. The farmers checked very carefully to find tracks in the field or between the circles, but there were none. One of the farmers was up very late the evening before the formation was discovered, tending a fussy baby. She spent some time outdoors on her deck. It was a warm, calm, dry night. She says if there had been trespassers in the field, which is visible from the house, she would have heard or notice something. None of the horses, dogs, donkeys, or llamas in the immediate vicinity showed any signs of upset during the night. Because of a very dry spring and long stretches of rainless weather, grasshoppers have become a problem in many areas of Alberta this year. I didn't get a photo of one of the thousands of live hopping ones, but this shell left by a molting grasshopper is a reminder of the weather and the insect infestation. No evidence there whatsoever that was man-made, just out in the middle of nowhere. And we'll do this last one here. It says, Nielberg, Saskatchewan, Canada. The Nielberg Formation was discovered September 3, 1999, in a wheat field. When the field was being swathed, it wasn't there on August 23rd when the field was sprayed. On a central circle 45 feet in diameter is flanked by three arcing arms of smaller circles. There are 11 circles in all. The total size of the formation is about 185 feet north to south. I have now revised diagrams based on our measurements and an aerial photo. And then it has the pictures of them here. It talks a little bit about how this thing is made. It goes on and says, my husband, Mike Arndt, and I drove out to Nielberg from Edmonton, Alberta on Sunday, September 5th. The farmer kindly met us at the formation and allowed us to take pictures and measurements of the circle diameters. The stalks were bent over right at the ground, regardless of the roughness of the soil. A few stalks in some of the circles had apparently been left standing and had been cut by the swather because the stalks were still quite flexible. The swather rode over the circles, leaving the stalks beautifully laid and undisturbed. We can't judge the authenticity of this formation, but we can say this. It was consistently neat. There were no signs of breakage of the stems. Now, how do you fold these stems over like that with a board or something without breaking a single one? I think that kind of shows a pattern that's happening here. If people were really seeking attention with these things, it seems like they would do them closer to a population base where people could really see them at. But what we're seeing is these very intricate patterns being laid down where the plants themselves aren't damaged. They're just bent over where there seems to be heat applied, where there's differences in the soil before and after, and where there's differences, say, in background radiation. All kinds of evidence pointing that these things, while some are done by some strange phenomena or entity that we don't understand. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.